Phone Boy Speaks, episode 375, Cryptanalysis by Ear.
Think audio can't be used to communicate information across an air gap? Well, think again. And in fact, there is a way to actually listen to a computer and find out what it's doing. Some researchers at Tel Aviv University have actually found a way to discover the private RSA key on a computer based on feeding it some known plain text and listening to what the computer does, what the CPU does, while it's using fairly standard equipment. In one case, they did it with a mobile phone, and granted, it was fairly near. In another case, they actually used a parabolic microphone, but what it demonstrated was that it's possible to listen and get information this way. I mean, of course, modems can, use audio channels to communicate things all the time. But yeah, listening to a computer to find out what it's doing, that seems feasible, especially if you know anything that about tempest shielding, which is, a way to sort of to mitigate some of these risks. It's a way of, essentially filtering. It's a way of sort of casing your computer, putting a case over your computer so that the stuff that it normally radiates can't be picked up by other things that might be listening. And granted, those kinds of scenarios are like, high level espionage. It's not something that like the vast majority of people have to worry about. But if you want to be secure, right, and you want to be really, really secure, then these are all measures you have to take. But the thing about all of this stuff is that, yes, it's really cool that this can be done and under a specific set of circumstances. But what that means is that once something like that's been found, somebody will find an easier way to do it and an even easier way to do it. And so this gives people a chance to come up with countermeasures that are hopefully not as ridiculous. And in fact, they were using a GNU Privacy Guard to sort of do a proof of concept on this. And they've already fixed some of the algorithms in GNU Privacy Guard to prevent, to mitigate some of the risks from some of the stuff. And some of the other stuff, of course, they weren't able to come up with a risk, a way to mitigate. And so this is the kind of stuff that, like, people that are really, if somebody is really after you, these are the kind of techniques that they're going to use. They're going to use things that most people don't even realize is going on and couldn't or won't necessarily take the steps to defend against. I guess if you're really paranoid, you'll do all kinds of stuff and maybe you won't use a computer at all, but this is really useful research, and it's the kind of stuff that computer science and does. And I'm actually very very gratified that actually my employer Checkpoint helps sponsor the computer science department at Tel Aviv University. I mean, we actually employ a lot of people out of university in Israel. I mean, we have programs that bring people into the into Checkpoint, and we train them and stuff. And it's the kind of stuff that I'd like to see more of the industry do is fund some of this really basic research, because this is the stuff, right? I mean, we talk about data in information security. We talk about a lot of the same stuff day in, day out, every day. But what really these kinds of attacks that today aren't that are barely feasible under ideal circumstances, those kinds of things become practical very easily over time, and given enough information published about them. So it's good to get ahead of these things and make sure that they don't become problems, really big problems, in the future. Because this is, and there's stuff like this that the industry has ignored because it went, okay, well, it's this wasn't a feasible attack, but now all of a sudden, because the computers are more, they're stronger, computers are much more available, right? And you can apply more processing power to things. All of a sudden, what wasn't feasible 5 years ago is suddenly very feasible, and so getting early warning about these potential attack vectors now is a good thing. And of course, the industry still has to react to it, I like that Checkpoint is playing a role in ensuring that this basic sort of information security research goes on. And it's good stuff. You should take a look at this paper. It's quite a fascinating read.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.